you know, their salvation, because, you know, you could say, hey, are you saved? And if you ask 100 people, about 90 out of 100 people will profess that they're saved. But the sad reality is once you get into details and ask them if they're born again, they don't even have no idea what you're talking about. There's a sense of false profession. There's a sense of I can. But with God, I can is not good enough. Amen. The Word of God says you must be born again. This message, he's weighed heavy on my heart the last few weeks, the last several months. I've been dealing with some things, and by the grace of God, he's helped us to deal with it biblically. But this message that he's gave me tonight, it's for all of us. And the message that he gave me, if I was to have to put a title, it is Growing in the Grace.
Right.
Amen. I'm growing in grace.
Yes, sir.
You know, there was a time that I was walking in life without this grace that I'm talking about tonight. There was a time that I didn't know the grace of God. But I thank God I've got the grace of God. I thank God that when I fail and I'm not what I'm supposed to be, I have a forgiveness through this grace, amen. I'm glad that when I don't mess up, you know, he says, well, you know what? That was the 13th time you've done that. You out of here.
Right.
I'm glad that I've got a God, I've got a Savior that loves me, that's going to keep me. I'm glad I ain't got to keep myself tonight.
Amen.
I got a new flesh, I'd have done fail, amen.
That's right.
Let's get on into the Word of God. Right here in chapter 5, verse 11. The Word of God says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are of dull of hearing. That's what I was just talking about a while ago. We're living in a generation. You know, the Word of God says that this know also that in the end times, in the last day, it talks about they'll not endure sound doctrine.
That's
amen.
Right.
Let's go to the Word of the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I need you tonight, Lord. Lord, I ask that you just bless and anoint this hour, Lord. Lord, just touch my mind, touch my speak. Lord, just help me to get it out, what you've put on my heart, Lord. Lord, I thank you, praise you for this opportunity, Lord. We love and appreciate Brother Billy, Lord, and his family in this church at Smith Chapel, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you've placed us here, Lord. And Lord, all that you've done, Lord, we thank you for each and every individual in this building tonight, Lord. Lord, I ask that this message just touch and bless their heart, Lord. If there was to be one in your midst tonight, Lord, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you just speak to the heart in a great and mighty way, Lord, as only you can, Lord. And Lord, I just ask that you just help me now. Just touch my speech and mind, and we'll be careful to give you the honor, praise, and glory for it all. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.
Amen.
And the Word of God identifies here. It says, seeing ye are dull of hearing, For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need of one teach you again, which be the first principles and the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. You know, there's gospel. Y'all don't mind if I loosen that a little tie up a little bit, do you? But you know, when we grow in the grace of knowledge, we're supposed to get to the point that we can handle strong meat. You know, we're just talking about this. You know, a sound doctrine. You know, there's a time and a place that we got to have a change come in our life. Amen.
Right.
After salvation, we need to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we're living in a day and an age and a generation nobody wants to grow. And let me just go ahead and say, it's because they're not getting in this holy, precious Word of God, or they're coming to it. And the Bible says not to lean on to our own understanding, but we're living in a day that we want our thought process, and the devil, he'll press things on your mind, and we want to run with that rather than what the Word of God says. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible talks about a work not needing to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the Word of God. Amen. And I tell you what, right here it says, for everyone that is that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. You know, there was a time that I was a babe in this Christian walk. We all got there. There was a time in my flesh that I was a babe, that I didn't know how to walk, that I was on milk. But there was a time in my life, in my fleshly side, that I had to get to the point that I could get on strong meat, amen, to strengthen me so I could grow. You know, milk won't let you grow, amen. We got to have strong meat in this day and age that we're living in. Now, back to the spiritual side, there was a time that I had to start taking, not just come in here. You know, I know this man of God ain't going to lead you astray. I love it. But we can't just depend on what he says.
Amen.
Amen. You know, not because he can't give you all that he needs.
That's right.
But we got to rely on God. God. Amen. And I know he would go along with this. When we go home, children, we need the Word of God put in our life. We need a diet in the Word of God. Amen. Because if not, we're gonna go a little hungry. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just trying to give you what God's laid on my heart. Amen. It says, "But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use has their sense exercised to discern both good and evil." Now, most of us knows what are good and evil, amen. But just like on the fleshly side, there's things in the Word of God that are good and evil, amen. You say, there ain't no evil in the Word of God. The Word of God, don't get me wrong, don't let the devil get it. I'm not saying the Bible's evil. But the Word of God tells us about evil things in the world that we need to steer clear of, amen.
Right.
And I thank God that we've got a direction and we can have a discernment right there in a spirit, Lord. Because the Lord will deal with your heart and the Lord will put something on your heart. But, you know, the devil will come up here and try to put these thought processes on your mind to try to steer you away from it, amen.
Right.
I tell you what, there was a time when I didn't hardly know nothing about the Word of God. I growed up in church. Many of you know my testimony. My grandpa was a preacher. I relied on everything that I heard at the church house.
Right.
I didn't know what was in this Bible. I was just like standing here, you know, don't the Bible say? Don't the Bible say?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we better know what this Word, because if we don't know what this Word of God, let me tell you about a message that I got just the other day about a video I even posted on Facebook of how these two preachers out here in the country of India is getting beat on and persecuted as they're trying to proclaim the true gospel of the Word of God. And you know, they took out the Bible and they can't openly have the Bible or preach on the street. We have that liberty to go out here on the street corner and preach. They only have that. But will we have enough Word of God in our heart? Will we have enough if they took it away? Amen.
Right.
Just try to give you what God's put on my heart. Amen. But we're going to go down here to verse chapter 6, verse 1. "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection." You know, we can't move forward until we get to the place that we are ready to grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are certain principles and certain doctrines that we've got to go ahead and get down. Amen. But we're living in a world tonight that don't want these. They don't want this sound doctrine. You know, let me put it out here like this. I can't do anything. I can preach till the day I die. And if I was not saved by the grace of God, the Bible says you must be born again. In John 3:3, it says to see, amen. You can't even see what's in the Word of God without this spiritual discernment and the Holy Ghost living on the inside, amen. In verse 5, it goes on to say that you'll not enter. You know, I could do whatever I wanted to, but I'm not going to enter in without this Holy Ghost dwelling in the inside.
That's
and
right.
Without getting a sound doctrine down to know that when I call upon, Romans 10:8 says, "But what saith it?" That is Jesus Christ. He said he came and he died on a little rugged cross and he shed every last blood, a drop of blood for you, that if you would believe and you'd call upon his name, he'd save your wretched soul. Amen. Say, so how did you get in? That's how I got in. Amen. I got in by the blood. Amen. There ain't no other way but the blood. Amen. Thank God I'm about to get excited, because there was one time in my life I didn't have the blood applied, but yet I still thought I was okay, because I went to an altar and I said a few words, but it didn't come from my heart. The Bible goes on to say, "If thou shalt confess with thy heart," and if they believe in thy heart, you got to confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart. Amen.
Yeah.
It says if you confess. What are we confessing? We're confessing sin. We're confessing the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That we're acknowledging the lie, the death upon the cross for our sins as a very vicarious sacrifice. Amen. But you know, some won't believe this.
That's right.
You can lay this book of Hebrew. You can lay the book of Acts. You know, the book of Acts, when you're reading it, a lot of people can't come to the conclusion. You know, it starts out, it talks about the who. And then about the middle portion, leading up to chapter 12, it tells about the why. Why is it? Because Jesus, amen, died on the cross. It's the who, the what, the why, amen. The who, the what, the why in the book of Acts. And you know, it starts out talking about the Apostle Peter, and it talks about how he was preaching to the Jews, and then he was preaching to the Gentiles. Amen. I've never been a Jew.
Right.
I've been a Gentile. What does that mean? I only had one way, and it was by the precious blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. So that was my way in. He said, "I am the door. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door, knock. If any man open in, I will come in and I will sup with him." He didn't say, you know, if you're good enough or if the balances of the scale scales out, I'll come in. He said, "But I'll come in." It says in Romans 10:9, it says, after it says, "But what saith it?" It's asking you the question. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth.
Right.
What is the word? The word of faith. What is it that he died upon the cross? But if you confess, I got good news for you. If you confess that and you truly mean it in your heart, the Bible says there ain't no man. It says, "What shall pluck thee?"
That's right.
Yeah.
Nothing. You don't have to say, hey, the old song says, "What can wash away my sins?" Boy, you know, the ace just says, nothing. That's it. You know what we sing? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Right. Amen. I'm glad for this man named Jesus. I'm glad that he was my Messiah. You know, and you know, I'm going to tell you something else I'm glad about. This might sound bad. I don't mean it bad. But I just thank God that they did reject him as the Messiah because he was my way in. Amen. The Bible says that he is the gate. He is the door. Not only that, he identifies that he is the gate, the gatekeeper of the sheep there. And what is it talking about right there? It's talking about if any man try to climb up another way, he's a thief and a robber.
That's right. Yeah.
You can't go around Christ. Christ is right here. You can't go up this side of the wall and bypass to get to the Father. Why? Because he said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Amen. No man. That means that your way of thinking and your thought process is not going to get you unless you go by the way of the cross. I had to go by the way of the cross. A lot of people says, "I don't want nothing to do with this bloody religion." But thank God, as it shows us over here in the book of Hebrews and Ephesians and everywhere else, it talks about he is the mediator of a better covenant. Amen. I'm glad when it says that if the first one had a fault, there'd been no place to seek another. I'm glad that he sought another way for me in. Amen.
Amen.
I'm about to get excited tonight. Why? Because I got something to be excited for. I'm not on my way to hell like I used to be.
Amen.
I've got a Lord and Savior that loved me so much that when I was down in a ditch on drugs and alcohol, he still loved me. Amen. He'll keep me to the side like most Christians want to say. But he said, "I love you. I shed my blood for you." Amen.
Right.
Thank God. Hallelujah. When the world has counted you out, he still will. Amen. What will he do? He'll pick you up out of that old Mary Clay. And you know, sometimes this old flesh might want to get us back down that old Mary Clay. But I thank God for the story of the prodigal son. He'll be waiting to come back. He ain't going to kick you out and say, "Hey, depart from me, for I never knew you." He knows you. Why did he know you? Because you was his child. Amen. A lot of people say, well, you could, you know, they have a problem with the terminology, once saved, always saved. I'm glad that once I've got salvation, I don't own my salvation. Just let me stop right there and tell you, who owns my salvation tonight? It's the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. I don't own my salvation. I couldn't give you my salvation if I wanted to, Brother Billy. Amen. Thank God for that. Because there would be a time when the devil would come up on you and he'd want you to throw it away, amen. He would try to entice you to throw it away. But I'm glad tonight that even if I wanted to, I couldn't get unsaved if I wanted to, amen. You know, but it's like I tried to explain to somebody. I couldn't say, "You know what, throw a fit in the tantrum and say I didn't want to be born. I'm just going to go back and get unborn in the flesh."
Uh-huh.
You know, I never did ask to be born. I never asked for my name to be Kevin W. Thompson. I never had no choice in the matter. But amen, I'm glad that the Word of God says he knows that every hair on my head. He said, "Hey, I don't even got the power to turn it white and gray. Don't look too hard because you'll see some white in there." Who did that? That was the Lord, amen. But, you know, they say it's a sign of wisdom. I'm just going to go roll with that, amen, because I got a lot. Amen. But anyway, you know, that would be like me saying, now this is going to sound silly, but a lot of people's got this thought process saying they need to lose their salvation. Let me put it to you like this. How are you going to get unborn when you're born?
That's right.
Yep.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, "Well, you can die." I said, "Okay, yeah, you can. But what do you do with it?" It was talking about the second death. I've got a news flash for you there, brother. When the Word of God was talking about that second death, it wasn't talking about saved.
That's right.
Then go back and reread. Stop, pull the handbrake. Talk to the Lord about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because the second death is only going to be gone through by the ones that has never come to know Jesus Christ, that has rejected. Amen.
Yeah. Right.
We won't see the second death. Because the Bible talks about the resurrection in so much as we've been crucified with Christ, we'll be raised with Christ. Amen.
Right.
And if that ain't no hope, we have no hope. Amen.
Right.
If that ain't the way, we don't have a way. But thank God I've got the way tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible goes on to say right here, not laying again the foundations of repentance from dead works of faith toward God.
Yes.
What's the Word of God talking about right here? It says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. What does that mean? That we should forget them? No, no, no. That means that we shouldn't have to dispute. We should have got to the point that we're not on milk no more. We've got past that.
Amen.
And we're getting on the strong meat. We've got
right.
this thing settled in our heart. And know that if we have asked and truly called upon the name of the Lord, that we've got an eternal security that no man can take. Amen. We don't have to lay that foundation again. There's no other foundation save Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad there ain't no other foundations. Amen. But it says, not laying again the foundations of repentance from dead. You know, I'm going to tell you something. If you repent of something, it's just like when you can't be underborn. How are you going to unrepent?
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
That's the way of thinking. That's leaning to her. Oh, well, you know, I got this. I was told this the other day. I might not say it, but I'm going to because the Lord said. See, it's like somebody that you can meet. You can know somebody and you can meet them but not know them. Huh? You can meet somebody but not never know them. I thank God when the Word of God says that when it's taught about depart from me, ye that work in iniquity. When it's talking about the iniquity, he says, depart from me, for I never knew you. The word there is never.
Yeah.
It wasn't once again, one time, for 2 weeks,
yeah.
for 2 years, for 25 years, and then you lost it. He said, I never. That is a security. I'm not rejoicing over the fact that people is going to hell because the word of God says that he's not willing that one should perish.
Right.
Why is this? He sent his son.
Right.
His only begotten to an old rugged cross that everybody would have the opportunity. John 3:16, we know that it says that he might be saved. What's the might? Is it a maybe that you'll be saved? No. He's done made the way. But if you can't look to the cross, that's the only way is by the cross. Amen.
Right.
But I'm glad that we've got a book of set of established promises that we can move forward. We don't have to sit here and wrestle with the things. Of laying again, well, am I saved or am I lost?
Right.
We don't have to wrestle with that.
Right.
Well, I'm glad that we've got a Savior. You know, some of these Buddhists and Muhammad and all these other things, they may not have a doctrine of eternal security. I don't know a whole lot about them. But I thank God the Bible says what it says. And it's loud and clear, by the way. It's black, white, and red.
Right. Yeah.
And you might want to pay attention, especially to the words in red. Amen.
Amen.
It says towards God. And right here in verse 2 it says, and of the doctrines of the baptisms and of the laying of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of the eternal judgment. And what a God right here is identified and telling us that we shouldn't concern ourselves. We're trying to raise the dead and things of this nature. This was for the time past, and these was miracles and things of this nature. They was great, they was wonderful, but it's not a sign of salvation, amen.
That's right.
It's not a sign of salvation. Praise God. Now, right here, this is one of the most misinterpreted scriptures, excuse me, that you'll find in 4. And it says, in 3, let no one skip none. And it says, and this we do, if God permit. But for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of heavenly gift, of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, that if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they had crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Now, a lot of people takes and misinterprets this. Oh, the Bible said you can lose something. Did you see the word salvation in there? Because I've read it. I haven't.
Yeah.
What does it say? If Brother Billy, and I know he knows it because he's a pastor. If my Brother Billy right here says, you know what, I'm not going to have nothing else to do with God. I know he ain't going to.
Right.
But if he said that, I couldn't come up here and enlighten him anything more. He's done been saved. There's nothing I can do to enlighten this man about salvation again.
Right.
We can't lay that foundation with Brother Billy again. Why? Because he's already got salvation.
Right.
He can't lose it.
Yep.
He can't add
to
it or take away. Why? Because Billy don't own his salvation,
right.
Thank God.
Right.
It belongs in the hand of an almighty God, and I'm thankful for that. But that right there is what the Word of God clearly states, but it's so took out of context. Y'all have to pray for my voice. The devil's trying to get with my voice. He don't want to get this out. But it's good. I'm glad that we've got an established promise.
Amen.
And I'm glad that we don't have to try to put him to an open shame.
Right.
What would it be if we had to get up here and try to preach that Jesus had to go to a cross again because of our sin?
Right.
Let me get a little bit of drink of water here.
Yeah. Glory to God.
That old devil sometimes, he'll try to mess with you, boys. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Let's skip for the sake of time. Let's skip down to, it says, but that which bare thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto curses, whose end is to be burned. But beloved, we are persuaded. Boys, get ready to get good. Amen. In verse 9 it says, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, things accompanied salvation, though we thus speak. Boy, a lot of people miss that right there. He says that we're persuaded, we're convinced of better things of salvation.
That's
hey,
right.
Some people might put it to you like this and that you can, but even though they may preach it, hey, I'm going to tell you, they couldn't take your salvation even if they wanted to, amen.
Right.
And the Bible says, "Why can pluck them out of my hand and ask them, man, angels, and so on and so on. Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing.
Right. Yeah.
God himself can't pluck you out of his hand and say, what do you mean?
That's right.
Because his promises.
You got it.
That's right.
Because his promises, amen. I don't know if y'all need this, but I need it. But sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I don't always feel saved.
Right.
And it don't go on just my feelings. My salvation is not dictated by my feelings, amen.
Right.
The devil may try to get you to think that and feel that. But I know some mornings I don't wake up, thank you, Jesus, for another day. I ought to.
Right.
But it's because I'm ungrateful. I'm human. But I thank God that he says, you know what? All these things, this lawlessness, you got your life. That's what the iniquity means, is lawlessness. We're not under the law. And I'm not talking about the Mosaical or the Levitical system here. I'm talking about the law of Christ. Be love thy neighbor as thyself. That was a law unto us. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, some days I don't come up here and I ain't as friendly to Brother Billy as I'm supposed to be. Because I fall. Ain't nothing wrong with him. He didn't cause it. But I thank God, because the Bible talks about iniquity. I thank God he don't just kick me out for it.
Amen.
Because we'd all be in a mess with
it. Right.
I thank God that, hey, I don't hold it in my hand, but it rests in the hand of God.
Amen.
You know, I can recline in the hand of God. This is me and Jesus. You mind if I use this? This is the world's illustration, salvation.
Yeah.
They call upon the name of the Lord. They look at it. They examine it. They flip it over. I think it will. I think that's a good way. I think I'm going to trust this, but I'm not sure. I'm going to go with Jesus. Open folks up. I never trust. You see, I've never placed my trust in that.
That's right.
Yep.
I come up to it. I tested it, but I never trusted it. What I have to do, and this is just like salvation, this is as easy as it is.
Yeah.
Right. I am now trusting this chair to hold me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
And until we get in a place in our life that we can trust God just like we trust. You know, it takes some belief, it takes a faith to put, I put my faith and trust in this chair. It's as simple as a child could understand. But because of our way of thoughts, we try to make it so, so hard and so complicated.
Amen.
But you know, the world, they're sitting here hovering.
Yeah.
They're claiming. They've got some deceived. You ain't going to deceive God. He knows.
Amen.
You know what I was doing? I was relaxed.
Yeah.
I'm reclined into the hand of Christ.
Because
I know that he holds me with no man. I can't look at Brother Billy.
Right.
For the way I ought to walk, I know he would struck me right. He has.
But you know, I could go astray and look at man.
Oh, yeah.
But if I look a little higher and I look up to our Creator, the one that knows every hair, that's on her, the number of the hairs that's on her head.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I could never go wrong. You know, I may be disappointed in man, but I ain't going to get all this preached. I still got a paper. I know I got long winded since the last time y'all seen me, but thank God. It goes along with the message. Growing in the grace and the knowledge of God. Amen. Let me give you this right here, and I'll shut up. let me skip down all these 4 points right here. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, thank you, Jesus. I heard it. No, I'm playing. But my fourth point, I didn't get to my first, second, or third, and I said, praise God. But how can we grow in the grace and knowledge? And it's right here. It's because of verse 15. We can grow without this fall. And this is in chapter 9, verse 15. And it says, I want y'all to pay attention. If you underline, I'd underline this. And it says, and for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament by the means of death. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For the redemptions of transgressions that we were under the First Testament, that which were called might receive the promise of an eternal inheritance. I'm going to go ahead and close my Bible before I get fired back up. How can we grow? Because of the grace. Because we now have a new mediator in the Lord Jesus Christ. That when we fall, and that when we falter, the Bible says that we've all like sheep went astray.
Yeah.
The Bible says that we were going to fall. It tells us plainly that we're going to come short of whose glory? Of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't line up. I don't meet up to Jesus Christ on a daily basis. But I'm glad that I'm in His hand and that He'll not cast me out.